Breakfast with Africa Malani on Cape Talk, your number one news and talk station.
Independent energy expert Ted Blom believes that the utility Eskom can help Cape Town throughout the drought situation. He joins me now on the line from Johannesburg. Ted, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning.
How are you proposing Eskom helps out Cape Town in this drought?
Okay, so I've done a little bit of research, and I'm, of course, not on top of all the matters as the Cape Town City Council should be, but there are mobile desalination plants available that come in the form of containers. I've just put out an inquiry to some companies in Europe to get some fixed pricing, but from what is indicative on their website is that they can supply these things within, they can ship them here within 4 weeks. It'll take about a week to install. And the cost of running these things, based on what Cape Town needs, which is around about 200 million litres of water a day, the operating cost should come to less than R1 million a day.
Less than R1 million a day? That's
the operating cost. That's not the lease cost. The lease cost, I'm still waiting for the quotes.
Oh, okay, cool. And therefore, how will Eskom be able to help us?
Well, Eskom's sitting on more than 5 gigawatts of surplus capacity, which they're trying to sell to you and me at about R2 a kilowatt hour. Their marginal cost of generating that electricity is less than 35 cents a kilowatt hour. And given the gravity of the situation, I would propose that Eskom makes that power available to the Cape Town City Council to operate these desalination plants at the marginal cost of 35 cents a kilowatt hour. So that would make it even cheaper than R1 million a day to operate those plants. And that's not so far-fetched because Billiton, which runs the aluminium smelters, is paying less than 35 cents a kilowatt hour.
Yeah, because my instinctive response is, well, Eskom needs to find 50 billion rand from somewhere. The new board obviously is tasked with the unenviable responsibility of turning the utility around. They might turn out and say, well, wait a minute, we need to make as much money as possible. Why would we be offering City of Cape Town electricity at a discount?
Absolutely, I hear what you say, but the bottom line is that at least they'll be getting some contribution towards the surplus capacity, which if they don't sell the surplus capacity, they'll be getting no revenue. So they're either getting 0 cents a kilowatt hour and the stuff's lying there and has to be paid for, or they're recovering more than what it costs them to operate it, which is 35 cents a kilowatt hour. So they actually will make a little bit of profit. They won't make as much as what they'd trying to fleece the South African public from. But it solves Cape Town's problems, and it goes a long way towards solving Eskom's problem of having all this excess capacity. And by the way, that capacity climbs to over 30 gigawatts by 2022. So we're on a steep, as Medupi and Kusile and all these solar projects come to completion, there's a massive climb in surplus capacity. So I would rather it be usefully deployed and help the people of Cape Town. People don't imagine what can happen. I mean, I heard one of the callers in your station being quite irate this morning. I didn't know people in Cape Town can be so angry so early in the morning. But the bottom line is the disruption cost of disease and stopping schooling and stopping business, you know, the knock-on cost is too costly to contemplate. So I'd rather get into action. You've got 8 weeks before the crisis hits, of which it'll take 4 weeks to ship some stuff over. I would suggest somebody, you know, becomes proactive. And if anybody wants to have further involvement, I believe there's a website called Dear Cape Town. People can get hold of Sandra Dixon. She's on top of the water matter, and I'm gladly willing to help.
This would be in addition to the 3 land-based desalination plants that are going to be constructed in Cape Town. I think the earliest one should come into effect in tail end of April, early part of May, which unfortunately is the consequence of delayed decision-making with regards to obviously investing in desalination plants.
Absolutely, but these are emergency kits, so they're available immediately. They're already built. They're in container form. They're ready to be shipped. It's just a question of getting a quotation, signing the documentation, and in 4 weeks' time, the stuff will arrive. And connecting them to the grid is a week's work.
For sure. And one has to then ask the important question of who pays for that daily leasing and obviously the electricity charge that comes with that. Is it the City of Cape Town or is it something that comes out of the National Department of Water and Sanitation? But that's a question for the politicians to answer, I imagine.
Well, while they're bickering at it, let the people get hold of Sandra Dixon on the Dear Cape Town website. And we're quite happy to start a fundraising effort nationally and internationally maybe to sponsor this while the politicians sort out the mess.
Ted Blom, thank you very much indeed for your time this morning. Joining us on the line from Johannesburg, an independent energy expert. He's also on the advisory board for the African Utility Week, which will be taking place in Cape Town in May this year.